We bring you warm Christian greetings this evening. Welcome each one out to the house of the Lord. Appreciate the prayer of our brother on our behalf and in behalf of each one who stands in need of prayer. I was thinking when he was praying for those in need around us, I thought of Brother Howard Danner, how he used to tell us it's good to pray, but then we need to help the Lord to answer our prayers. And I think that's something that's very important too. So we always have plenty to do if we want to work for the Lord. As a brother asked me if I would fill in for him this evening, I was glad to do this for him. I can't take his place, but I can be here in his stead. And I just want to go back a little bit. Last Sunday, we had a very good sermon Sunday morning on Philemon. Sunday evening, do you know my daddy or have a father? Wednesday evening, a prayer meeting, the Bible, the Word of God. One of Brother Art's statements was, he was moderator then, is that Jesus is in the whole Bible. And that is very true. Jesus is in the Bible. Take him out of this Bible, we really don't have much of anything left because he's the center of the whole Bible. Thinking what I might bring tonight, I decided to give you a rerun, if you know what I mean by that. This is a sermon I mark on the back of my notes when I preached and where I preached. That's about the only notes I keep. What I want to share with you tonight is a message that I preached here on December the 31st, 1995. According to my figures, that's 15 years ago. And I believe it'll be just as good for us tonight as it was then. Had reasons for bringing it then, and tonight again I want to share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart. This morning we had a wonderful sermon on prayer. Prayer is something that we need. We need to pray for each other. And the songwriter says, I need the prayers of those I love to bear my weary soul above. That I might true and faithful be, I want my friends to pray for me. Tonight we appreciate your prayers. The subject for tonight is, let me tell you about our God. Years ago, before this time that I preached this message, one of our brothers that has gone on to his reward several years ago asked me if I would bring a message sometime on the subject of let me tell you about our God. And that's what we want to do tonight. And then, whether it was in my minutes, whether it was the last day of the old year or the first day of the new year or whatever day it might be, the most important day of your life, the most important day of my life is today. And we need to keep that in mind. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may never come. But today is the most important day, I believe, of our lives. Through the window of the present, all my life must come to me. Freedom, happiness, and friendships, these great blessings I can see. Only as they near my casement, then my heart must bid them stay. For God's blessings always enter through the window called today. Care may cast a fleeting shadow on my precious window pane, but I know that sunshine gathers added luster from the rain. So I find that each new morning life is glorious and gay, as I greet the morning sunlight through the window called today. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day I think we need to rejoice and be glad in it. My brother asked if I would bring a message titled, Let Me Tell You About Our God. It was quite a challenge. We have the whole book to tell about when we want to tell about our God. As I said, he's there from Genesis to Revelation. And I came across this then, and I'm going to try to share it with you tonight. I didn't have it before me then, but I do tonight in case I fall up here. But it's in Genesis. He's there, the seed of the woman. Exodus, he's a Passover lamb. Leviticus, he's a cloud by day and a fire. Leviticus, he's the high priest. Numbers, a cloud by day and a fire by night. Deuteronomy, he's a prophet like Moses. Joshua, he's the captain of our salvation. Judges, he's the judge and lawgiver. Ruth, he's a kinsman redeemer. Samuel, he's a trusted prophet. Kings and Chronicles, he's can't even read my printing there. Ezra, he's a faithful scribe. Nehemiah, he's a real builder of the broken down walls of our lives. Esther, he's our Mordecai. Job, he's our dayspring. Psalms, he's the Lord our shepherd. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he's our wisdom. Song of Solomon, he's a lover and bridegroom. Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. Jeremiah, he's a weeping prophet. Lamentation. Jeremiah, he's a righteous branch. Lamentation, he's a weeping prophet. Ezekiel, he's that wheel turning. Daniel, we see him the fourth man in the fiery furnace. Hosea, he's the bridegroom married to the backslider. Joel, he's the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amos, he's a burden bearer. Obadiah, he's a mighty savior. Jonah, he's a messenger with the beautiful feet carrying the gospel. Nahum, he's the avenger of God's elect. Habakkuk, he's a great evangelist crying for revival. Zephaniah, he's a restorer of God's heritage. Haggai, he's a cleansing fountain. Zechariah, he's a merciful father. Malachi, he's a son of righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. Matthew said, I saw him, he's the Messiah. Mark said, I saw him, he's a wonder worker. Luke said, I saw him, he's the Son of Man. John said, I saw him, he's the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In Acts, he's the ascended Lord who sends the Holy Spirit. Romans, Paul stands tall and says he's a justifier. Corinthians, he's the gift of the Spirit. Galatians, he's the man who sets us free. Ephesians, he's the Christ of riches. Philippians, he's the God who meets our every need. Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead. Thessalonians, he's a soon coming king. Timothy, he's a mediator between God and man. Titus, he's a faithful pastor. Philemon, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hebrews, he's the blood that washes my sin away. James, he's a great physician. Peter, he's the chief shepherd. John, he's everlasting love. Jude, he's the Lord coming down with 10,000 of his saints in his hand. In Revelation, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Certainly, he's the center of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. First, who is our God? God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, the three are one. We want to tell you about our God. Jesus was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. When Jesus showed his hands and his side to Thomas, Thomas exclaimed, my Lord and my God. It is through the power of the blessed Holy Spirit that God's great and wonderful works are done. As we're lifting up the name of Jesus this evening, we have the whole book before us, and we've just gone over what he is in each one of those books, plus a whole lot more. But the brother did give me a break when he asked me to bring a message on this subject. He asked me to use Psalm 65 for the scripture. And that's what we want to look at for a little while here tonight. Psalm 65. I want to take it pretty much verse by verse. First, before we get to that, let me tell you about our God. The songwriter says he sets the bounds of the ocean vast, carved out the mountains in a distant past, molded a man from the miry clay, breathed into him life, but he went astray. He holds the waters in the palm of his hand, spread out the heavens with a single span. He writes the songs for the whippoorwills, controls the planet with its rocks and rills. He makes all creation tremble at his voice. Certainly there is no God like our God. You might want to turn with me to Psalm 65 as we go maybe about verse by verse on that. First verse is, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You know, when we perform our vows, when we take our vows, we're not only taking them before those who hear us, but we're making that vow to God. Whether it's in baptism, whether it's marriage, or whatever, when we take a vow, we're taking that vow to God, and we need to take that very seriously. The second verse says, O thou who hearest prayers, unto thee shall all flesh come. You know, I thank God many times for the meeting of prayer, and I'm sure you do too. I'm glad that we can call on God. He says, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou know not. Our God can do great and mighty things far beyond which we could even imagine. That's how great he is. All mankind can come to him with their requests. It says here, O thou who hearest prayers. You know, there are people in foreign lands who, and maybe here in our land, who pray to other gods. I remember, this comes to my mind now, Sister Ida Shoemaker, when she lived and she spent some time in our home, she spoke about her experiences in Upper Conewaga congregation one time, and she had a little pedestal there, I don't know, it must have been about a foot high, made out of wood. And she said, people, I believe she was a missionary to India. Anyway, she said, people, bow down and worship and pray to that little image. Can you imagine that? There's no other God can hear our prayers other than the God that you and I are worshiping tonight. Paul, in writing to the Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I think the first thing, we need to come to him with thanksgiving, thankful that he does hear and that he answers our prayers, and thankful for the faith that he put into our hearts, that we know that when we call on him, he will answer. Maybe not always the way we would like the prayer answered, but we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And if he doesn't answer the prayer the way we'd like to have it answered, maybe the way he does answer it possibly is the best, and I believe it would be. So we just need to turn our lives over to him and commit all things unto him. God knows our thoughts, even afar off. And you know, it's interesting, I believe that we can even think a prayer and God hears it. He knows. He knows what our thoughts are. I'm going to share a little experience with you that I shared when I brought this message back then. It was something that happened right before that. But years ago, not going to say it's been that many years ago that I brought this message, but we had bought a feed tank and some other things from a man down below Littlestown, and we went down there one day and loaded this feed bin on the trailer and some other things and started for home. And no more than started, I might have been Larry driving the truck, I'm not sure which one, but I was following it. And here we had it too high and it caught the light wires and just took that feed bin right off the truck and set it down the middle of the road. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I simply asked the Lord, we need help. And Larry went into a neighboring house there and asked to use their phone. I said, Larry, he said, we need a crane. I said, how are you going to get a crane? this hour of the day. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. And, well, he didn't know, but we've got to get help somewhere. Would you believe? I looked back at the traffic that was lined up, and the first vehicle in the line was a crane big enough to lift the whole truck up. I went back to that man. I said, did you come to help us out? He said, no, I didn't come for that, but he said, I can sure do it. So he brought his crane around, picked that thing up, and put it back on the trailer for us. I wanted to pay him, and he said, no, I'm just on my way home from a job. He said, I don't want anything. But I did give him some money for his time. Light company, we couldn't even move it till they came out. And went to them and asked them what the damages were, and he said, you had enough to bother about today. Don't worry about this. We'll take care of it. Telephone line was tore down. I went to the telephone man and asked him the same question. He said, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Now, I say that because we can actually even breathe a prayer. I didn't pray out loud. I don't think I even said the words. The Lord pretty much read my mind. I'm telling you about our God tonight. We have a God so great that we shouldn't really worry about anything. I don't think we need to worry about the future. You know, I love that song. I don't worry about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine for skies may turn to gray. And how true that is. And I believe the chorus says many things about tomorrow. I don't need to understand, for I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. You know, I believe when we begin to worry and fret, we need more faith. If we just have faith in God and realize that he is in control. World conditions today, I don't think should worry us. We know that God's in control, and whatever he does is well done. All right, we're going to move on to the next verse. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Yes, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house, even the holiness of his temple. Go on to the next verse. I believe I got the wrong one here. I'm going ahead of myself. I want to get the third verse. Iniquities prevail against me, and for our transgression thou shalt purge them away. You know, the Psalmist 103 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, our iniquities. Iniquity, I think, is an inclination to sin. And when we're tempted to sin, our iniquities, it's an inclination to sin. When that inclination to sin prevails, you know, he takes over and we transgress. When we come to God and ask him to help us, our God purges or takes away. God is so good in his greatness and so great in his goodness. You know, the scripture says, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be made like wool. And you know, when we have a God who can do that, makes that promise, if we come to him, we have so much to be thankful for. Number 4, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. We shall be satisfied, he said, with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. The scripture says many are called, but few are chosen. I think the chosen ones are those who heed the call. The scripture says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in spirit, and you shall what? Find rest to your soul. Rest and peace is what we need. I remember that when we think of rest, I remember a lady telling one time, she was in the hospital, and she said there was another woman close to her, just comes to my mind now, and this woman was suffering so, and she just kept saying, oh, rest, 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 just if she had rest. And you know, if we can come to him, and he can give that rest that no one else can give. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Psalm 17:15 says, when I awaken thy likeness, I shall be satisfied. Casting all your cares. Is there anything too great to cast on the Lord? He says, casting all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. Verse 5. But awesome things are in righteousness will thou, by awesome things in righteousness wilt thou answer us. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of those who are afar off, even upon the sea. Even upon the sea. Verse 5. With dread deeds and awesome power, you will defend us. This is paraphrased. With dread deeds and awesome power, you will defend us. For our enemies, O God, who save, from our enemies, O God, save us. You are the only hope of all mankind, through all the world and far upon the sea. The only hope. I'm so glad that we have, and I had a Christian heritage. We live in a land where we have freedom as we have it tonight. And we can call on him. We can cast our cares on him. And he does care for us. Going to take the next two verses together, 7 and 8. Who stilleth the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people? They also that dwell in uttermost parts are afraid at thy sign. Thou makest the outgoing of the morning and evening to rejoice. You know, it says in the farthest parts or the farthest corners of the earth, his glorious acts of God shall startle everyone. That's paraphrased again. Morning and evening, rejoice. We spoke a while about the God blessing entering through the wind of today. The songwriter says, morning by morning, new mercies I see. You know, there's something about a crisp, cold winter evening that makes one rejoice. And we can see God in everything. We can see God in the snow. We can see God in the waves. And just always when we think of God, we can rejoice that he's always near to us. All right, we'll move on to verses 9 and 10. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them grain when thou hast so provided for them. You know, he visitest the earth, he waters it. You know, I think that's, if we just ponder on God's word. Now, it was dry this last summer. We had some dry weather. I never seen the corn start off better in the spring than it did last spring. Nice and even and dark green. But then the dry weather came along. It didn't look near as good. But I have to be honest with you. I didn't worry about it. God promised to supply our needs. And he makes a promise, he keeps it. And he has supplied our needs. And we just need to thank him. We just need to trust the Lord and cast our cares on him. And as I said a while ago, don't worry about tomorrow. Isaiah 55. I want to turn to that now and read a few verses there. In Isaiah 55, I'm going to read, well, I'll start at the first verse. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come, buy, eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for those things which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And you know, I like that. I think of that verse often. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Today he may be found, but there's a time coming when those who don't seek him and don't accept him as their Savior, it's going to be too late. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For our thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. You know, I like here in the 10th verse where he says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You know, when we think sometimes we are prone to wonder and maybe to complain, but we really shouldn't complain. And here he says, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Like I say, we're so quick to complain. I have in my notes here from 15 years ago, seed to the sower. You know, here it talks about an illustration of how he takes care of our physical needs. And then it says in the 11th verse, so shall my word be as it goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. I think the main thing is salvation, of course, but, you know, seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I have here in my notes back then, $90 for a bag of seed corn, and I have down here unheard of in the past. And will you believe today that it's double that, and some of it even more? Should we complain? It's there. A lot of places in the world, they don't even have the seed to sow, but we can be thankful that it's there, rather than complain about what it costs. All right, I want to go over here to... back to Psalms, and I want to read from chapter 66, verses 1 to 9 I have here. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how awesome art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. They did rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our Lord, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. That's a wonderful portion of scripture. He provides our every need. Part of the song says, O Lord my God, when I, an awesome one, consider all the world that thou hast made. You know, it does. It is an awesome one when we see what God has provided for us. He takes care of us in every way. And we just need to put our confidence in him, depend on him. The psalmist says, I will look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. He says, my help cometh from the Lord. What he's saying there, I believe, is he looks to the hills, he sees the hills, and he thinks of the Lord, the one who created heaven and earth and all that in them is, the hills. The poet says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the wonders of the sky, repeat each day the message that he is ever nigh. The earth takes up the chorus, the mountains, hills, and plains stand forth in testimony that he forever reigns. You know, it says, the mountains, hills, and plains stand forth in testimony that he forever reigns. The rivers, lakes, and valleys take up, I can't get it exactly how it is, the rivers, lakes, and valleys bear witness to his power. He smiles through every forest, he speaks through every forest tree, and smiles through every flower. You know, when we look to the hills and think of the God that created the hills and his greatness, and that's the God that we want to talk about. That's the God that we want to worship day after day. We need to praise God. Then we speak of our dwelling with him, depending on him for our daily bread. You know, I'm surprised how this really fits in with the Lord's Prayer, which we had this morning. First prays to God, then speaks of dwelling with him, depending on him for our daily bread. Ending, recognizing that he is his is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You know, when I think of the goodness of God and look back, as I think of, I said about it was 15 years ago. According to my figures, I'd have been about 67 at that time. But the psalmist says in Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed breaking bread. But I'm going to say for myself, I've been young and now I'm old. But I'm so grateful for those who brought to us the Word of God, for Christian parents, for ministers who preached from this pulpit, not only from here, but even in Upper Conewago, where I grew up, those who preached the Word to us. We have so much to be thankful for, and I'm certainly thankful tonight that we have young brethren coming on who are willing to stand up and preach the Word of God. And in its purity, and we need to hear it, we need to live it, and we need to be thankful to God for all that we enjoy day after day. I'm going to leave the message with you tonight. Trust that the Lord will bless us as we go about day after day. We can ask him to lead us and direct us, and he surely will. We just need to put our cares, cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. May the Lord bless you. As Brother Wonder, I had down here a song I'd like for you to finish with. 42 in the Brethren hymn. You they didn't have a baby. I think it fits in so well. I think it's really something for each one of us to think about. That's when we're ready. Someone will come and close the meeting.